And a final note. Early this morning, for about 2.5 hours, President Bush handed over presidential powers to Vice President Dick Cheney. Mr. Bush was temporarily out of commission because he was having a routine colonoscopy and was under sedation. The acting president, Mr. Cheney, chose to spend his hours at the helm at his weekend home in St. Michael's, Maryland, on the Chesapeake Bay. We thought we'd ask some of the locals how it felt to be at the seat of power during Mr. Cheney's brief reign, and we called Donna Ruth, co-owner of a shop called Three Crazy Ladies. So were you looking forward to this day?
Actually, I didn't give it a whole lot of thought one way or the other than we were glad that he was down here and safe.
Was St. Michael's all the buzz? About how big's the town, and what were people saying?
The town is very small. We don't even have a traffic light in this town, and he's more or less secluded, you know, to where he lives. But it was really not a lot of buzz. A bunch of us went to dinner last night and talked about it and just said that we hoped that he just stayed in that house and stayed secure.
So how did it feel to be so close to the nuclear football, you know, that that briefcase thing with the nation's nuclear codes that the president always has near it?
Well, you know, we're just kind of used to it now.
So as far as you know, President Cheney never came out of his house and issued an executive order.
As far as I know, no one has seen him since he went into his property yesterday.
Now, he's not your only famous resident. His friend and former colleague, Don Rumsfeld, is also in St. Michael's in that county, in that area.
That's right.
Do you have any other celebrities in this area? It's very lovely where you are, very picturesque.
I know that they had Michael Jackson down here a couple weeks ago looking at property.
Really?
Really.
Gee, might he be considering living next door to our former Secretary of Defense?
I thought it'd be kind of cute to put him in the middle of Cheney and Rumsfeld.
Well, Donna Ruth, thank you very much. Donna Ruth is co-owner of the Three Crazy Ladies in St. Michael's, Maryland. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Come visit us.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.